Welcome to the inaugural episode of the Hydrate Podcast. With our bodies being comprised of approximately 98% water molecules, I thought that it was important that we start a podcast dedicated to understanding the science of water, hydration, and how it translates into our own body's biochemistry. I get asked questions all the time by people who say, I drink so much water and I feel dehydrated still. It seems so simple, hydration, but there's so much to learn and so much to understand. And if our bodies are comprised of approximately 98% water molecules, I think it's something that might be important to learn more about. So thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I hope you will subscribe because there's many juicy gems coming down the pipe with all of the amazing scientists and experts that I've been interviewing. Today, we have the pleasure of learning from Robert Slovac. Robert Slovac is one of the most intelligent chemists I know when it comes to understanding water, the chemistry of water, and how it translates into the biochemistry of our body's system and hydrating it. He's so much fun to listen to. He is one of the men who played an integral part in the development of reverse osmosis back in the 1970s. Thanks to him, we have the ability to have clean water systems in our home. He also is responsible for bringing quinton minerals to the United States from Spain. He's so brilliant, and I can't wait for you to learn from the gems that he drops. Without further ado, welcome to the very first episode of the Hydrate Podcast with Robert Slovac. All right, Robert, I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Right now, we are in your office in Long Beach. All of the
San Pedro.
All of the cruise ships are docked here.
And the hospital ship.
Even the Mercy ship is docked here. Because why?
Well, it's handling the patients. They're actually taking the patients out of hospitals to leave room for the COVID patients.
Okay, so this is all happening because we are in the middle of one of the most major pandemics since 1918 when we had the Spanish flu. Mm-hmm. We've been ordered to shelter in place, stay in our homes, self-quarantine. Everyone around us has masks on outside and there's police patrolling all the streets.
We're not supposed to gather. We have, unfortunately, had to shut down all of the businesses to accommodate this rule.
Yeah. And there's so much focus on the COVID-19. That is the word that we hear nonstop, day in and day out right now. And all of the experts that are talking about health and wellness are talking about how to beat this virus. And I want to take a different approach. Instead of looking at the virus, I'd like to look at cellular intelligence and upgrading the body's potential. And I wanted to talk to you because we know that the body is comprised of 99% water molecules.
Roughly,
exactly. So if that's the case, then water is pretty important.
Yes. And let's clarify that because sometimes people are confused when they go, hey, wait, I thought we were 60 to 70% water.
That's a difference.
That's not 99%. You're right. And that's like by weight.
Water molecules are so tiny.
Well, it's not, yeah, that is true. But by weight, bone, for instance, you have a lot of bones in you. Bones are a lot heavier than water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it by water weight, we're only 60 to 70%. In the fetus, you're looking at 98% of the fetus actually is water upon like conception.
Mm-hmm.
And then it downgrades over time to the, I'd say a young adult is close to 65 to 70% water. And then as we age, we drop down probably as low as 55%. But when you just count all the molecules that make up the body, and you have molecules of water and molecules made up of proteins and molecules of so many hundreds of thousands of things, water accounts for 98.9% of these molecules. And that's pretty profound that water is capable of doing all of these things that our body is capable of doing, nerve impulses. And I mean, it's involved in every single reaction in the body.
Yes. And it's funny because I had a clinic. I've had a wellness clinic for the last 11 years in San Diego. And we used to focus a lot on looking at the body and figuring out, okay, people come in with Lyme disease or cancer or whatever, they come in with their issues. And we would look at how we could optimize the body's potential instead of focusing on whatever the disease was. We focus on optimizing the body's potential because if you remove the obstacles for healing, the cells have their own innate intelligence to heal the body on its own, right? And so that was always our foundation. But it wasn't until the light bulb went off and I realized, oh my gosh, well, if 99% of the body's molecules are water, 98.9%, then if I focus on these water molecules, I'm going to be doing my clients an amazing service of upregulating their immune system, their cellular intelligence, and overall, they're going to see these benefits that they want besides the body taking over and being able to heal itself from its own diseases. They're going to see juicier joints, better sexual health, more energy, more vitality. They're going to look more youthful. Who wouldn't want all
better
those
skin.
Things? Better skin. Who wouldn't want all of those things? So I'm obsessed with water. I mean, and that's why thus I decided to start the Hydrate podcast because nobody's focusing on this. And water is so magical and so profound. We could talk about water and hydration forever and never really get to the root.
It's infinite.
It's infinite, yeah.
But I've also figured out fairly recently that everything God created is infinite.
So. This is true. This is true. I agree.
The leaf is infinite. The cell in the leaf is infinite. So.
Yeah, the beautiful thing. So let's just start with, since you're the water expert, how can people upgrade the water that they are drinking?
Well, I think probably the most foundational start is you can't have water with contaminants in it. And that's a subject in itself. What are the contaminants? Because nothing is always just a contaminant or a toxin. There's like an in-between.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's things that you need a certain amount of, but if you have too much, it's a toxin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots... And if we talk about contaminants, we can start with the periodic table of the elements, And from there, the human body gets minerals and trace elements. And we need, let's say, at least 70 of them.
Okay.
And when we talk about minerals and trace elements, we know that the natural periodic table has 92 elements, hydrogen to uranium. Okay. Mm-hmm. And about 11 of them
are gases.
Are gases. Yeah. So you throw those out.
Right.
And there's maybe like 78 or 80 elements
like
that can be in a solid or liquid form. So we need most of those elements. I think it was Ashcroft and Mead who wrote the major paper on the minerals and trace elements needed for the body. And they mentioned that they've identified 60-some minerals and trace elements that you need. And throughout the 20th century, there have been cries from people who understood physiology better than most, who said one of the major things that is missing in our awareness of human nutrition are the trace elements. Because
mm-hmm.
we only really like think of, you know, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, iron, etc., like maybe 10 of them. And we don't even think about the other ones. But they're not there very much anymore for us.
Because of our commercial farming.
Commercial farming, it's not in the soil. If it's not in the soil, we aren't going to have it.
We're not consuming it.
And so there's no attempt to replace the minerals in the soil, especially the trace elements.
Mm.
So the food doesn't have it. The guy who's really focusing on this or has done such a good job is Professor August Dunning, a UCLA, like visiting professor, and not a UCLA, Caltech visiting professor. And he's a brainiac astrophysicist. And he had an awakening that involved human health. And he wrote a paper and made a video called The Habitat Crisis. A doctor, actually in 1925, had realized this so strongly that he asked that his paper be read in Congress.
Wow.
And it was a plea for medicine and health experts to recognize the importance of trace elements. Can you imagine? In 1925.
So we know that the trace elements are important, but can you explain why?
Well, no, I have to go back further.
Okay.
Because the structure and function of the physiology, both plant and animal, was simply determined by its origin and evolution in something called
seawater.
The ocean. Okay? And it just so happens that the ocean is a solution of the periodic table of the elements.
Mm.
And there is no other thing that is a solution, as far as we know in the galaxy, perhaps, a solution of the periodic table.
Mm-hmm.
This is a unique thing. In other words, you took everything that God made, because the whole universe is made out of the periodic table, right?
Mm-hmm.
Other than energies and photons and so on, there isn't anything else. Everything is made out of that. While it's unusual that 98% of the universe is made from just hydrogen and helium, okay? that is one of the weirdest things that I am aware of. And the other 2% is all the other elements. And that includes all the things that make up planets and so on. So it's very a hard concept to grasp. But because life began in this ocean, and I believe personally that it began because it was like everything you could ever want. Okay? You had your choice. You're in the ocean. You've got these 90 elements to work with. Have at it. And when you have that much going for you, you start to create. And in fact, life was created. And even more remarkable to me that life was created in the ocean is that it evolved in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
For nearly, I asked doctors, how long do you think life stayed in the ocean before it ever left? I mean, what kind of influence was it? I mean, people say anything, a million years or something, but it was actually 2 billion years, 2 billion with the B billion. Can you imagine being influenced by something for 2 billion years?
unless you read the Bible and it says it was done in 7 days.
Okay. Well, I can't solve this for you.
It's one we can't solve.
I can't solve this for you.
But everything we were saying, we know that it originates. Even biblically, the oceans came before man came.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was like, you know, God created the heavens and the earth, night and the light was separated from the darkness, and then the land was separated from the ocean. So we know everything started with the ocean.
Yeah,
the
I mean, you know, we'll never maybe in our lifetimes ever be able to reconcile special creation with evolution, blah, 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 blah.
But we know it's important. Okay,
we know the ocean determined the design and function of life.
Yes.
And so that fixed its need to have that.
And the plasma inside our body is identical to the trace elements that are in the ocean, as well as the actual ratios of all of them.
Well, ideally, because we no longer have that. That's
healthy,
that's the whole problem.
The ideal healthy human, that's what it would look like.
That's what it would look like. That, and they only go so far as to say that the 11 primary electrolytes, okay, meaning the primary minerals, if you will, which are in solution, are referred to as electrolytes. That these are still in the same proportion as they are in the ocean, okay? When I heard that in Brazil at 2 o'clock in the morning from an Argentine biologist, I cannot tell you what I felt. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that I was 50 years old and hearing this for the first time, because it was so profound. And it was so profound that I decided to devote my life to seawater.
Well, I think one of the greatest assaults to humanity is that people are lacking in these minerals. And it's
absolutely
so simple.
Please watch Professor August Dunning, The Habitat Crisis, because he does it far better than anyone.
Okay.
And he simply says, the decline of minerals and trace elements in the soil and therefore in our produce coincides exactly with the exponential rise of chronic disease in humanity.
There's no doubt. And also, I think with the mental illness, the depression, a lot of these things, in my personal opinion, I believe have a lot to do with the lack of trace minerals in the system.
Absolutely.
Because if your central nervous system, I mean, we're electrical beings, right? Bioenergetic beings.
Right.
And if we don't have those electrolytes to charge us.
Correct.
We're running like if your battery's on 2%, you know, it's like how can we survive? And then you just put a little caffeine in your system and try to charge it with your adrenaline or whatever. It's not going to do it.
And can you imagine trace elements probably aren't ever mentioned in any physician's career, okay? Not even mentioned.
No. Yeah, and so I think this is something it's exciting to talk about because it's very simple and it's a very simple way to upgrade someone's health. And it's something that's essential for every single human being, but it's not being talked about as much as it should be.
No. I was probably one of the few people when I returned from Brazil and decided to go on a quest to teach people about the importance of establishing and restoring the terrain. Mm-hmm. And the terrain can be thought of as the fluids, the extracellular fluids that provide cellular nutrition mm-hmm. to the cells. And they're missing 80% of the stuff that you were designed in. Okay?
Yeah.
It was profound to me. And if we now take it even further, what else, besides the minerals and trace elements, what else about water? We know that that has to be in the cell, in solution in the water in the cell. If we go further, what else about the water has to be maintained or supplied besides the minerals and trace elements? What else do you have to feed the cell? Well, of course, there are other kinds, fatty acids, et cetera, but we can go right like down the rabbit hole of the cell and go, oh, the water has to have a structure, okay? That's provided by
fourth all phase the of water. Things,
the that's provided by one, the minerals and trace elements, a structure that's provided by the cell elements itself, primarily the lipid bilayer, mm-hmm. which is a fatty layer that.
So the phase angle of your cell is quite important. The phase angle.
The phase angle is important, which is part of the electrical aspect of the cell. Mm-hmm. The cell membrane voltage has to be maintained, and voltage is all about ionic charge.
Phosphatidylcholine is a good supplement for that to help with phase angle.
It certainly is. It helps the phosphatidylcholine helps the maintain the soundness of the lipid bilayer. Mm-hmm. And then you have the charged proteins in the cell, and you have all the organelles in the cell that are in the cytoplasm. And all these things have a charge structure that helps maintain what Professor Gerald Pollack says is a gel-like state of water, referred to as the fourth phase of water.
And it's interesting. I love his research because it's like we always thought water had three phases, right? It could be a liquid, it could be a gas or a vapor, or it could be a solid. Mm-hmm. And now we know it's a gel as well inside the cell.
Yes.
And this is one of the most vital things for life, is for that structure to be intact in the cell. Once that structure starts to liquefy, that's when we've got major health issues.
We have major health issues. And we do have major health issues.
So what's causing the cytoplasm to lose the structure inside the cell? What's causing that?
Well, don't know where to begin on this one, but let's say assaults. There's warfare going on in our environment that we've chosen to live in. And it includes a plethora of things, from toxins in the environment, which are endless. Glyphosate coming to mind, one of the most modern ones. All of these things impugn the structure of the water in the cell. And so it's lots of toxins and chemicals, endlessly. We could talk about them all night. Mercury, heavy metals in our environment. The heavy metals in our mercury fillings for generation upon generation. All those things prevent the cell from being properly structured.
Fluoride in the water.
Yep, all of it. Allergens, you name it. But what is more timely for us to talk about is that, and is something that's very little known, accepted, being hid from us, and that is electronic pollution. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say electronic pollution, but electromagnetic pollution.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so silent. We can imagine, little particles of mercury interfering with mechanisms in the cell, but it's just hard when you can't see it, smell it, look at it. Okay,
it's invisible.
It's invisible, and it's almost everywhere. And it is. I mean, like the best description is that I don't know a proverb of about being able to boil a frog in water. Okay. Where if you try to throw a frog in boiling water, he will jump out. But if you put him in water and just slowly raise the temperature, he won't jump out and he'll be boiled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's us. I mean, truly.
Wow.
We're just like being slowly boiled by this. And it will take our lifetimes, mm-hmm. which should be much longer than it normally is.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of accept it. Humanity just accepts it. Until a revolution in thinking.
We don't accept it. We gladly welcome it, right?
Well, we
these cell phones into our homes, into our bedrooms.
Yeah, we have to, and not just the cell phone, but the Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we don't even think about the microwave oven anymore, okay? I mean, people have heard about it, but we don't even think about it anymore. A lot of people don't use it. And I'm not one of those, but I use it maybe once a week for a minute to heat something, okay? I just say, what the hell?
Bachelor life.
Yes. So, but it's all things. It's the electricity in our building,
mm-hmm.
okay? The wires in the wall all have fields that are interacting with the charges of water, of the cell, that maintain the water structure.
Gosh, isn't it crazy? Because if we think about what we just talked about, our cells are 98.9% water. Mm-hmm. And if all of these things are affecting the water,
yes,
and making it lose its charge, then we're screwed.
You just made a bingo, okay? That these things, and look, the water structure in the cell is so new, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Gerald Pollack has only been doing this for whatever, 5 or maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so new.
This is new science.
Nobody knows about it but people like you and I.
And it's so exciting.
And it's like, hello, I tell every... In every one of my presentations, I start out, I don't care how many times the doctors, which is usually my audience, has heard it, that you are 98.9% of the molecules in your body are water. And you have to take care of this water.
Mm-hmm. Take it seriously.
Because most of it is within the cell.
Mm-hmm.
Intracellular water is 25 of the 45 liters in an adult body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard that before, but roughly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's 45 liters in an adult person, I think 150 to 170 pounds. And so there's 45 liters, 15 liters is the extracellular water. 25 liters is the intracellular water. And then there's lots of water. Some water is in your bladder, some water is in your skin, and so on. But that's pretty much it. And the 25 liters in an intracellular is elaborately structured, at least in ideal healthy person.
So let's talk a little bit. I want to bring clarity to this word structure because a lot of people are selling water structuring devices, all this work with Emoto and talking about, you know, putting crystals in your water and how it's going to structure the water. That is different. Structured water does not translate to structured water within
yes.
the cell. It's a different thing.
And structured water has become a noun. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's like one thing. And it's really a word that's more like automobile. Okay. there's 100 different automobiles. Mm-hmm. And some of them are trucks, and some of them are Mercedes Benzes, and some of them are Fiats. And we lose that perception when we talk about structured water because it's too much for people, too much science for people.
Right.
And you and I don't live in a society, meaning America, in which people particularly are known for their scientific education.
So how do we break it down for people to make it simple?
It's such a big subject. I mean, I'm really tackling this. It's one of my greatest challenges because we've been through all the claims of people selling structured water, mm-hmm. and it's been very alluring. Something about water is alluring to people.
Sexy.
But then when it's structured, oh my God, wow. It's like saying it's not just a woman, it's a shapely woman. Okay?
It's next level.
So structured water is, in the earlier days, 10 years ago, it was, somebody was absolutely convinced that if water was in hexagonal arrangement, the mm-hmm. molecules, mm-hmm. that it would be more available to go through the aquaporins.
Okay.
And then there were pentagonal water, and then icosahedral structures and tetrahedral structures, et cetera. And everybody was making a stand for their structured water.
Okay.
And in fact, it is very established that the aquaporins, the discovery of aquaporins confirmed by Peter Agri, and who received the Nobel Prize in 2003 or 4, that water goes through the aquaporin in single file, okay, by a charge relationship basis. It kind of goes through like by domino effect in a way, mm-hmm. and it is single file. That there is, if you want to get into the aquaporin, you don't want to be hexagonal. You don't want to be pentagonal. Okay. You don't want to have clusters, et cetera. It's mostly myth.
Okay.
And one of the reasonable conclusions that is involved in that is that since we get most of the water through our stomach in the body, okay, the stomach is a pretty destructive thing.
Mm-hmm, I'll
okay,
say.
I mean it can dissolve a steak in roughly 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay, and structures in water are known to actually form and dissolve and form and dissolve in pico and femtoseconds. Okay, water is very fickle in its arrangements. And anything will throw off whatever structure you think you put in it. It will be thrown off by the subtlest things. It could be raising the temperature 1 degree. It's got hit with some infrared radiation. But if the structure does not end up being in a string of water molecules, it's not getting into the cell.
Wow.
So the structures are, and the point I was trying to make is this: any structure could never survive the stomach acid, okay? And I would always tell scientists who were very involved in structuring water, I would say, listen, if you want to... If you want to see if your water really has biological significance, then you're either going to have to nebulize it directly into the lungs, mm-hmm. and the bloodstream, or you're going to have to IV it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can explore it because both of those things will take in your structure. And if you think it'll do something, use that.
Okay, so we've talked about the pseudoscience of structured water. What I'd like to...
And not all structured water. Don't forget. I mean, it's like we're just talking about some structured water because the structured water is a big topic. We're not saying that all structured water is pseudoscience. What we are saying is probably structured water that it means a configuration of the molecules of water mm-hmm. have some structure mm-hmm. that doesn't cut it. But there's structures or effects or information, let's say, information is a form of structuring. And that information can exist at different levels. For instance, the quantum states.
Okay.
The vibrational states.
Yeah.
Etc. There's other things that can qualify as structuring water that may or may not survive the stomach.
Yeah, so that's what I want to get into.
So let's say you take water and put it out in the morning sun. Mm-hmm. You're going to change the vibrational states of the hydrogen bonds, okay? Blah, blah, blah. And that may do something beneficial for your body and not even be interfered with by passing through the stomach.
Because now we're talking about resonance. We're talking
about resonance effects, much more subtle energy effects mm-hmm. than reconfiguring the molecules of water.
Yeah, so I think that there's a lot of misinformation with structured water. And a lot of structures, when water's structured, correct me if I'm wrong, but the structure can be, I mean, water, what makes it so special is how the hydrogen attaches to the oxygen in the other molecule.
Adjacent molecule.
And how it's like doing this dance and how they're moving around. And I mean, it's not a fixed thing.
Not at all, unless it's frozen.
So when we talk about structure, I look at it more of we've got the chemistry of the water and then we've got the physics of the water. And in that physics also, we have the energetics of the water.
The quantum states of the water.
And that's where we want to, because water is the source receiver of all information, right?
Right on.
So whatever it's come in contact with, we want to clear that of that information, right? At the quantum level, so that it's clean. There's no dissonance in that. And we want it to, so then that's where we want to talk about vortexing, because vortexing brings that spin back into the water.
Correct.
Which is more of that natural...
Yeah, because it was created by nature.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's probably the most prevalent natural thing that water wants to do when it's moving. Mm-hmm. It is to form vortexes and various rotational effects, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, examined or researched by Schauberger in the 20s. And I believe we haven't even scratched the surface of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, science isn't there yet to really see what is the nature of that effect, of this rotational effect. And you and I just read, okay, that the whole universe is just like a rotational energy of sorts, okay? Invisible, like dark energy, mm-hmm. right? Dark mm-hmm. energy, dark matter. Can't see it, can't feel it. You just see the effects of it. And we just saw a letter from Nikola Tesla in 1908 talking about, hey, between all the physical matter, there's all this rotational vibration, resonance, et cetera, that if you want to, and you're as smart as I am, we can just turn that into matter anytime we want.
Basically, try to play God.
So
since our cells are almost 99% water, we want to make sure that water in our cells is free of dissonant frequencies.
And influences.
And influences.
And bad information.
And bad information, and a way to do that.
And contaminants.
Is by vortexing the water.
Right. You can't remove contaminants by vortexing.
Well, that's a chemical thing.
You got to do that first. Yeah, and that's another level.
Which, yeah. So we can fix the biochemistry with a basic RO system, reverse osmosis system, done. Or distilled water. I think most people know how to do that. I think where a lot of the confusion is coming in now is more of the energetics of the water.
Right on.
And so there's a lot of people coming and capitalizing on that, and maybe they have good intentions, but they're selling things to sell to these buzzwords of structure.
You've described it very well.
And things of that nature, right? So it's important for me to help bring enlightenment so that people aren't being sold on something that's not going to help them, but also understanding ways that they can optimize, because there is something to this.
Right.
I love the machine, it's not even a machine. I love the device that I use, the UMH, because it vortexes the water. It removes all of the imprint that has been, that's in the water. And now it's clear of that, any dissonant frequencies. And so now when it goes into my body's able to receive this water, and my cells know what to do with it. I notice I feel more hydrated, and I mean, it's amazing what it did to my system, but that adding the quinton minerals, the trace minerals, to my reverse osmosis water, and then vortexing him with my UMH, that changed my life.
That's the full Monty.
That's the full Monty. That changed my life. And I want everyone to know about this, because health doesn't need to be as complex as we're making it.
It's so simple. I mean, nothing is more foundational than that.
Nothing. And I feel that when people feel like something's complex, for example, just health, when you look at health, it's like, oh, you know, I'll have people come into our clinics.
And all these things,
right? You have all
these
supplements, or they're going in a downward spiral. They're getting their labs back, and it's like, this is wrong, that's wrong, all these things. How many times do we meet people throughout the day, and almost everybody would give all their money to have more energy?
Right.
Because people are lacking in energy. And one of the things to get that electrical charge back to the system is to be able to upregulate the water in this way.
Yeah.
And it's well so said. Simple, but we're not doing it. And so I'm just so passionate about getting this message out. And I'm so grateful that you're...
Well, I'm grateful you're getting it out. Because mostly talk to doctors about it who barely get it. And you're at least passing it on to the public.
Yes.
And it is simple. I mean, it's just really simple. You just do it and you never stop doing it.
So
you do it, ideally, and I know you, I don't have to tell you this, but we're telling your audience, you do it preconception. If you're a family and you're having a family, you do this preconception. You prepare your body, and then all of you do it for the rest of your lives.
Well, I know people that couldn't get pregnant, and then they started taking the quinton, and
absolutely,
and they got pregnant.
It's blown my mind for the last 15 years.
I was
years.
Just speaking with my 92-year-old grandma.
She's not
yesterday.
Pregnant, is she?
No, thank God. She could
too
be,
much.
Though. She's pretty fertile.
Have her tone down the quinton.
She's diabetic. And a couple years ago, she had to have a toe amputated because, for obvious reasons, diabetes.
Yes.
And so she had another toe that had a wound that had not healed for about a year. And the doctor was saying that they might have to amputate it. I gave her the quinton minerals. She finished about a box of the quinton minerals. It was probably about 2 weeks after taking it, the toe completely healed. After a year of it not being able to heal. And I mean, it's miraculous.
Do you realize that like most of her life, She didn't have the basic ingredients that she was dictated to have by nature and evolution. I mean, really, it's so sad.
It's one of the greatest assaults of mankind.
Greatest assaults.
It's really sad. And I think that's why it's so important, and it's our mission to share this with people, because it's something so simple.
You know, I remember when I first started reading the early natural food writers like Adele Davis, Pavel Arola. Okay, there was a little before your time, and they were the health food writers, the bloggers, so to speak, of that era. And I remember one of them mentioned this story I told you earlier about a doctor got permission to read to Congress in 1925. And I didn't really even get, and it was a plea that it was something like this, if we don't replace the trace elements in our soil, I'm going, oh, what is he talking about? If we don't replace this, mankind is going to be in dire straits because of this. And we sure we were, and we sure are, just because of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what else? So we talked a little bit about 5G. I want to talk a little bit more about that, because I think it's something that's so relevant right now. I know Dr. Cowan just wrote a book that talked about how these electromagnetic frequencies are liquefying, in his terms, I think he said liquefying the cytoplasm of the cell. And
it's really just destructuring.
Destructuring, right. Destructuring the cytoplasm of the cell. And then that he believes that it's contributing to cancer and many other diseases.
Man, it's like a necessary element of the performance of the cell.
Yeah, because it's losing its polarity.
Yeah.
So
There's so much more to it than anyone really realizes. I mean, science is just getting into the Pollock world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it will be 100 years before it ever reaches medicine, and it may never reach medicine.
Hopefully not. Hopefully we can change that.
Yeah, hopefully.
So let's talk about this. What do you know about 5G?
Well, you know, I'm happy to have, at a very young age, a very strong electronic experience. I'm the kid who had the Tesla coil by the time I was 9, and a Van de Graaff generator of 750,000 volts by the time I was 12. So I got the electronic thing, the EMF thing, et cetera. And I did a lot of stupid things and almost killed myself at one point. But it taught me the fear of electricity. Mm-hmm. And so now it's at a different time in my life that I understand that there is a good reason to have fear of the invisible electromagnetic frequency spectrum. And it's being misused, and it's not for us, okay? It's not to be beamed in the space that humans are in.
Mm-hmm.
And it does many direct things to the cell. It does destructuring of water in the cell and breaks DNA bonds. There's perhaps 100 things that EMF in the form of 3G, 4G, and 5G, 5G being much more severe, okay? Mm-hmm. Like 3G and 4G is like being shot with a .22 caliber gun,
mm-hmm.
and 5G is like being shot with a .45 caliber gun. Okay, I mean it's a really good way to visualize it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you might survive a .22 shot, but you ain't gonna survive the .45 shot.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's dire that we do something about this. We cannot survive as a species with 5G, period. Period. And it's so alluring, It's fake news to the nth degree. It's sold. And we know how a materialistic society responds to being sold something that's alluring and all these cool things it can do. And you can turn your temperature before you get home and you don't even have to touch the steering wheel of your car. It'll take you home. All these things are alluring.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to get over this, okay? We're fascinated by technology. We always have been, but it's time to return to really nature and simplicity, okay? If you want to live a long time, because the assaults are getting like turning the tide. Chronic disease is the highest it's ever been in history.
Yeah, autoimmune diseases are through the roof.
Oh my God, like I don't even have to tell you. You know, cardiovascular disease, cancer is, you know, cancer is every age, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not just in the elderly. I mean, you don't have to do anything but watch TV and see all these children with cancer. Mm-hmm. What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
So, and cancer is a common disease of destructured water in the cells. I mean, it starts the ball rolling.
Yeah.
And so 5G is, there's no... And it's not many places yet in this high energy form we call 5G. But because 5G is going to be able to let us control, not just talk to somebody or text them or look up something on the internet, it's going to be able to connect extremely complex things that need massive amounts of data.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to be an expert to realize how much data has to be transmitted to drive a car through an unknown street. Okay. It has to know where all the lights are. It has to be informed where the sidewalk is and where the intersection is. It's a billion times more than talking to somebody.
Right.
So the antennas have to be at a higher frequency and they have to have more energy. And when you go to a higher frequency, higher frequencies don't travel as far. So the antenna has to be closer to you and there has to be more of them.
They're repeaters, right? What we're seeing are more repeaters or what are those?
Well, if they're satellites, okay? Mm-hmm. Satellites will be repeaters, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But all the antennas are just like the antennas that are existing now, except they emanate more power and they're going to be closer to give you this data. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's being sold. I mean, it's called the greatest investment of our time. So the whole investment community is on it. But I predict that this is going to be different than anyone expects. I predict, with the help of all the soldiers and warriors who are faithfully educating the public, tirelessly going to city to city and hiring lawyers at great expense and bringing to light the dangers of 5G, I believe there's going to be a critical mass reached when the public gets it, okay? Mm-hmm. The public doesn't get things easily and quickly,
mm-hmm.
especially when it's being lured by all the things that 5G can do. Oh, just watch your movie, do it all. But when people realize that this is so dangerous, you can't live in it. And when the information starts to come out that, oh my God, your neighbor, when 5G comes out, you're going to see more neighbors be in ill health than ever before in your lifetime, and you're going to get it. So,
but do you think people will ever connect the two?
Yes, because there's such an effort. And I believe it only takes a few things to start to reach the critical mass. One, you have to, and rightfully so, alert the investment community,
mm-hmm.
who's been lured into putting billions and trillions into 5G, that this is going to backfire on you. Now, you've already seen recently that Monsanto's glyphosate Roundup backfired.
Mm-hmm.
Bayer bought Monsanto's Roundup, and now I don't know. Perhaps the entire board of directors got fired for such a stupid thing, because there's in the numbers of 50,000 lawsuits against Monsanto.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this Monsanto has been around, I think, 20 plus years, Roundup, mm-hmm. okay? This is going to happen much faster, because you're going to see the model. And the investment community is going to be like, get very afraid. Because if people demand shutting down 5G, it's going to be a bust like there's never been a bust in the investment community. And I believe it's going to happen sooner than later. And everybody is going to get cold feet in pushing 5G, including Elon Musk, who's putting in the, you know, obviously he's invested in launching the satellites, and, you know, there's going to be 100,000 satellites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is unheard of in our lifetimes. To have 100,000 objects beaming EMF pollution down on the planet.
And it's like there's no way to really hide from it.
There's no way to hide from it. I mean, we can say that you have to wear a tin hat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just
live in a Faraday cage.
Yeah, live in a Faraday cage. You can't do it. We have to stop 5G. And to be honest with you, I'm pushing to stop 3G and 4G,
mm-hmm.
okay? I'm not sure. We have to invent a new form of communication science.
Mm-hmm. And it's possible.
I believe it's possible. I believe it's going to be actually, the science is going to be originated from Tesla's original work, in which he identified a new form of energy called scalar energy. Mm-hmm. Okay. You and I just read something today. Yeah. We never.
That's the in between spaces.
In between spaces.
Yeah.
So, scalar energy, I believe, is going to be the next potential communication science.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a gentleman, a German professor, who is kind of the new Einstein, so to speak. He's adopted and understands Einstein's works better than perhaps any living person. His name is Constantine Meil. And he speaks all around the world. And he is an expert in scalar energy, scalar communication, and so on. And scalar is a whole different form. And it is said that our cells and DNA... You know, the DNA has been thought of as an antenna itself. The DNA spiral is an antenna-like structure.
Mm-hmm.
And that this structure emanates scalar waves to communicate to other cells and perhaps communicate with the universe. I mean, it's a very elaborate new science, even beyond quantum science.
Wow.
So, you know, it's possible that this ends up being the new form of safe communication. I don't know for sure, but I do know we have to get rid of the pathological communication science.
What can people do right now to help bring awareness to 5G?
Please support some of the great 5G warriors and associations. There's at least a half a dozen great ones.
Can you name a couple?
The 5G Summit. People who are into it, you can look up Deborah Davis. This is the name of somebody who's very into against 5G. And one of my favorites really is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I mean, you can just look him up with 5G and you will see like the whole picture.
Okay.
He's really spent a lot of time with supporting the anti-5G movement. there's one of the speakers who's going around from town to town. Is her name is Daphna Tackover. Okay. She's on the front lines. You know, there's, you know, Mike Adams is great and understands 5G. I mean, you know, all of our like heroes and associates are
so pretty much against 5G. So we can help support 5G. Them getting the message out.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just because
you we know need to what? Work together.
Yes. And I'm going to make this plea. This has to end up being a legal game. Mm-hmm. Okay. You are going to be fighting this out in court. Mm-hmm. And I'm the first one to tell you how expensive legal wars are, okay? So this takes a lot of money, more money than any rich person has. And some of my friends are very heavily invested in this fight. And I really appreciate what they're doing. But please support these organizations who are fighting 5G.
Yes, we need to do that. All right. Anything else that we should cover today? We covered a lot of things. I think if we just go back, though, to the basics of, I'd like to reiterate a little bit about the water, since we are mostly water molecules. We need to make sure that our water is chemically clean, the biochemistry.
Free of contaminants.
It's free of contaminants, number one. And people can do that with an RO system.
Distillation. And then it needs to be restored to its primary structure with minerals and trace elements. Okay. At least 60 of them.
Okay. And I love to use quinton for that.
Quinton is unparalleled as a mineral and trace element supplement.
Because I've used many trace elements. I've been playing and toying with them for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And nothing made me feel the quinton did.
I mean, you know, it really qualifies as a medicine and has been, as you know, for the 20th century. I mean, it was mostly a medicine during that time. That's how sophisticated it is.
So then if we take that chemically clean water, bring it back to its natural state, the structure with the minerals and trace elements, and then we vortex it to get that spin back into it and bring it back to life.
I think it's a winning combination.
That's the money right there.
Yeah.
That's one of the foundations
Purify,
for health.
Purify, mineralize, vortex.
Yeah, there we go. There's the formula. And then on top of that, I like to say, now in order, so we want that charge because we are those bioenergetic beings. We want that charge. So then what do? We need to ground, get the magnetism from the earth. We need to be looking at the first morning sun, getting that sun in the back of the retina and even in the epithelial tissue, opening
and
up your mouth.
And we didn't mention that in support. We talked about what destroys the structure in the body, in the water's body. And the body's water, but we didn't say how much the proper wavelength exposure supports the structure of water in the body. Okay,
yeah.
Red light, near infrared wavelengths, which we typically associate with early morning sun, from sunrise to maybe 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and then the wavelength starts to alter into the vitamin D3 making wavelength. But in the early morning sun, it has a whole nother function. Mm-hmm. I mean, sets circadian rhythm and structures water in your body.
Wow. See, there we go. Okay.
Yeah.
So sunlight is important for helping structure the water in the body. So is grounding, walking on the beach, and that actually is such an essential part of it. So I like to say we need to be drinking the right water. We need to be getting sunlight, grounding.
Eating the right foods.
Eating a good diet and moving our bodies.
And fasting.
If we can be doing those things.
Pretty simply.
People are going to be seeing a significant change in their health.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, Robert, thank you so much for your time. I'm so grateful that we got to talk about this today.
Really?
It's such an important topic.
We pulled it off.
We pulled it
as
off.
As they say.
Thank you for your time. And
you're welcome.
I can't wait to have you back next time.
Thanks. Bye.
Please subscribe to Hydrate on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app.